call the meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance and remain standing for a moment of silence. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Bella, can you please read the announcements?
Fire evacuation plan. Please note that in the event of an emergency, the legislature has, the fire department has requested that the legislature and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Cell phones, please silence cell phones for the duration of the public hearing. Roll call. Archer?
Here.
Bartels?
Here.
Collins? DeLon? Donaldson?
Here.
Eckert? Fabiano? Jarantine? Green?
Here.
Haynes? Hepner?
Here.
Litz?
Here.
Lopez?
Here.
Mayo? Maloney Brenda?
Here.
Maloney Joseph?
Present.
Nolan?
She's here, she's just not in the room.
Here.
Oh boy. I'm going to have to do it again. Petit.
Here.
Roberts.
Here.
Rodriguez.
Present.
Ronk. There's a lot of people here. Dora.
Here.
And Waltman.
Here.
So, right now, we have 16 present and 7 absent.
Are they enforcing rules?
Excuse me?
Law enforcement.
Or law enforcement.
Right. That happened already. That's been adjourned. Okay. I now call the public hearing to order. Clerk Favella, can you please read the title?
Tonight's public hearing is on proposed local law number 6 of 2019, a local law increasing the salary and hours of the Commissioner of Social Services.
And how many speakers do we have signed up?
We have one speaker, and that is Michael Berg.
Okay, we'll now open the floor for public comment. You'll have 3 minutes to speak.
I don't think it'll take that long. Thank you.
Thank you.
And forgive me for my back if I'm supposed to speak to that.
That's okay.
Hello. I work for Family of Woodstock, for those of you that don't know me. And I was, the reason I came to speak was I was very put off by the way that the press represented this issue of Mike Iaposi getting additional salary. It is not an increase in salary. If you do the simple math, you're paying him for 40 hours instead of 35 hours. Now, our agency works very closely on emergency shelter and other emergency issues with the county. And I have fairly regularly gotten a call from the commissioner in the middle of the night, on the weekends. This is not a 35, it's not even a 40-hour job. So I just didn't like the way it was represented, and I felt it wasn't representing the very difficult job that the commissioner does. I don't agree with a lot of the rules of the Department of Social Services, or not the department, but the system of social services. But we're fortunate to have a commissioner that really cares about the people of Ulster County and does everything he can to see that they get the services that they need. So I just wanted to encourage the legislature to do this. It's the right thing. Thank you. Good night.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak? The next regular meeting of the Ulster County Legislature will be held next Tuesday, September 17th, 2019 at 7 p.m. in the Legislative Chambers, 6th floor, Ulster County Office Building, 244 Fair Street, Kingston, New York.
Madam Chairwoman, I'd like to make a motion.
What's your second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Meeting adjourned.